Would any one of you, or would a few of you, like to come and stand with me tonight and share a few words in prayer? Anyone? Go ahead and pray, brother.
Father, we're so thankful, Lord, for the privilege of being here tonight. And we're able to stand here and we're able to come before you and pray. Lord, you made it possible that we come into your presence by the veil being rent at Calvary. Oh, we just thank you, Lord, because we know that we bring these petitions before you. We're bringing the one that can answer prayer. This child having surgery, you're able to guide the surgeon's hand and completely, Lord, to do just the best job possible, Lord, that child can recover, Lord, from that surgery. Lord, we just pray for all these needs that's been mentioned, and pray for Lois. And I know she's trying to get used to this place that she's living now, Lord. We pray for these that's in this home here tonight, Lord, in homes like this, Lord. Many times they probably feel loneliness and things like that, but we know, God, that you're there to give them comfort and be with them, that they don't have to be alone. They can reach out to you and feel your embrace and your comfort and your love, Lord.
Yes.
We just appreciate that very much, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for loving us, Lord, and giving us the capabilities of loving one another, Lord. I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Anyone else?
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you now, first and foremost, to say I thank you for Billy and his wife. For we stay here, Lord, and the world pretty much passes us by. But Billy hasn't given up on us. He comes and brings the word to us. We may can't go to them, but he brings it to us. So I do thank you, Lord, and I do pray that you'll continue to bless him with his work and his efforts, Lord, for he is truly a man of God. For all you have to do is hear him preach and hear him teach and hear him pray, and you feel the Spirit of the Lord. There's not enough of us around to tell, to teach, and to pray. But thank you for the ones that there is, for they have been so faithful and so good, Lord. I pray you'll continue to bless them, to help them and to strengthen them, and help them to continue to carry out your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, we're truly humbled by your sweet presence and spirit. We thank you on this day, this evening, Father, we come together, come in one purpose and in one accord. We would ask you, Father God, if it be your will, that you would meet with us this day. Pour out your strength and your grace through the word. You give us a promise, Lord, that when two or three are gathered in your name, you shall be in our midst. And Father God, we claim that tonight in this hour. I thank you for those that have testified, those that have shared in prayer. I thank you for those that have shared the needs that they know of in their hearts with their others and their families. But God, what we want you to receive of us tonight, Father, is praise. We do thank you, God, for all the blessings that you provide us every day, or way too many that we could ever count or number. Lord, so many times we have blessings to escape us because we never recognize that you provided them. And with that, God, I ask your forgiveness. We pray, God, tonight that you would honor your word in spirit and truth. I pray, God, as we share this message tonight that you've given us and placed on our hearts, that you would just honor and bless it. May you multiply it. Lord, we ask you to take this word and wherever you carry it throughout this world, in this community, in this area, we ask you, God, that you would just accompany it with the Holy Spirit. Lord God, through it all, may you be praised and always glorified, and may you be exalted through this service and this time. And Lord, until you call us home, may you find us each faithful to do your work and do your will. Receive our thanks during this time of thanksgiving. May the joy and the peace and the love that we have, may we always understand that we surely love because you first loved us. Have your right of way, have your will and your peace, Lord God, always upon our lives and our hearts. And we give you praise tonight in each breath of our life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles with you, and I'd ask you to turn with me to the Old Testament book of Psalms. The Old Testament book of Psalms. I'm going to read you a couple of verses, three or four verses, and I'm going to skip around a little bit in the Old Testament, and maybe one or two verses out of the New Testament. So just read with me, if you will, and just be prayerful. Psalm 100, one of my favorite psalms. It speaks, "To make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." May God tonight bless the reading of his word. If you'll also turn in the New Testament with me into the book of Colossians, I'd like to share just one seemingly simple verse, but so powerful in the word. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 7. It says, "Rooted and built up in him, established in faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." Read that again and listen carefully to those words. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. "Rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving." You know, if there's one thing that we all know, beloved, it's hard to live a life as a believer with the Lord Jesus Christ creating in each of us a new heart and not be thankful for everything that we have in each of our lives. If you turn back with me to the Old Testament book of Psalms once again, chapter 50 is where I'll be sharing the main portion of the message. Psalm 50. I'll be beginning in verse number 7. "Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he-goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. I will eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats," he says. Verse 14, "Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." May God tonight bless the reading of his word. Starts out in verse 7, as you would expect, the psalmist, how he wanted to gain the attention of the people of Israel, God's people. He said, "And I will testify against thee, I am God, even thy God, being your God and my God." He says, "I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me." And he says, "I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." May God bless the reading of His Word. Beloved, as we go through and we read and we study through these profound verses, it's one thing that stands out so strongly is that God tells us that we're not providing God anything that doesn't already belong to Him. Everything that you see, everything that you have, everything that you are in this world, you're already a creation of God. You see, all mankind was created in God's own image. And all of us as a believer tonight in this place, every breath we take is surely a given through the grace and the mercies of a righteous and a mighty God. There's no exceptions to the rule. Each and every one of you tonight, no matter how smooth or how this day has been maybe in your life filled with struggles, God has still been with you and still been there. He gives us His promise He'll never leave us. He gives you a promise He'll never forsake you or me. He says that He'll walk with us, even until the end of time, the end of this age. I'm so thankful that every day of my life, no matter how well the day is being lived, that God's walking with me. He tells us in verse 12, "If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof." You see, we serve a beloved and all-knowing God. We serve a God tonight that owns a cattle on a thousand hills, as His description gives us. All the fowl of the air, all the meat of the land, it all belongs to God. A few days ago, in the midst of a prayer, as I was praying for many needs for many people, and God shared with me something through the Scripture. It's so profound. And it's something like this. "Billy, everything in this world belongs to me. The greatest value and the greatest need that I have today is the hearts of those whom are lost. The greatest need that I have today is the hearts of those whom are lost." And you know, I don't know about you, but I sure felt so quickly that I was so far behind letting others know about Jesus. Yeah, sure, I try every day. I preach the Word of God every day to those whom are lost. But you know, sometimes it seems like it falls on deaf ears. So many times it seems like it falls on just the ears, hardly ever reaching the heart. But you know what God tells me and what God teaches me through His Word, beloved, is that God called me to preach. You see, God never called me to save because I'm not capable of it. You see, salvation belongeth unto the Lord, the Word says. And I just pray each day that today may be the day of salvation for someone whom is lost. I have prayed that prayer for many, many years, which is one thing that God's always so very faithful in my life. It's just when I feel like that I can't go on any longer, I can't struggle anymore, I have no more strength, God says, "Let me carry you. Let me walk with you. Call upon my name and I'll be your strength. I will be your hope and I will be your promise. And I will be your salvation everlasting." You know, when God gives you His Word such as that, beloved, how can you do anything but thank or praise God? He's so good. He answers prayer at a time in my life when I know I'm not worthy to even open my lips. He blesses me and keeps me from harm at times when I know I've done something physically or otherwise I shouldn't have done. He keeps me safe as I travel the highways. He keeps His arm around me as I pray for others' needs. Sometimes to the point, and I'm being honest and sincere, that I can nearly feel His shoulder against mine as I bow early of a morning to pray for other needs. God's there. You know, a long time before the sun rises each morning, whether you're awake or whether you're asleep, God has His arms and His hands around you, protecting you, keeping you safe, keeping you out of harm's way. You see, He gives us a promise in verse 15. He says, "And call upon Me in the day of trouble." He says, "I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify Me." You see, beloved, what I want to ask you tonight is, how long has it been in your life or mine since we've glorified God? How long has it been since we've given our burdens and our trials and our tribulations to God? You know, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, I don't know of anything any greater to be thankful for than God giving me this new day of life. An opportunity to share and to teach and to preach His wonderful Word. But you know, it goes so far and so much deeper than that. I'm thankful this morning when I woke up before my feet hit the floor, God was there with me. I'm thankful that when I prepare this evening to lay my head on the pillow, that God will still be there with me, protecting me and comforting me. I will thank Him before my eyes close this very day. God, thank You for carrying me and bringing me along through this day. You know, we never, ever, ever could thank God enough for His great gift of salvation, His forgiveness. Romans 3:23 says, "For we have all sinned and we've all fallen short of the glory of God." And you know, surely that includes you and I. Every one of us are born into sin. Every one of us, every day of our life, we live sometimes in the valley of sin. I heard a dear pastor friend of mine make a comment recently in a message that no matter where we go, no matter how close we are to God, sin's near us. No matter how far we walk, sin walks with us. No matter how many circumstances that come before you, sin's just around the corner, waiting to rear its ugly head. But you see, if that were it, beloved, there would be no hope or promise. But then He said this, "But God promises us He'll never let us walk alone, that He'll always be with us." David, I remember as a young shepherd boy, and also later as he penned Psalm 23, he said, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." So many times in our life, we always look around and we wonder where God is when we're in the midst of a trial. Well, it's not something we need to ask each other. All we simply need to do is bow our heads and ask God, "Where are You? God, would You meet with me and would You help me, Father God, to come through this valley? Lord, would You give me the encouragement that I know I need so, Father God, I know I can make it through this day?" You see, beloved, we don't need to be looking at weeks or years or decades or months or even hours sometimes. We need to be looking at the moment we live. And we need to be thanking God for that moment because we don't even have a promise of the next breath. None of us do. But all the promises that God's Word gives us and provides to you and me, we do have the promise that He provides in knowing that He is with us. And you know, I don't know of anything in my life more than my precious family that I have any greater reason to thank God for this Thanksgiving, this day. But I want you to know this. There's been trials and there's been struggles and there's been tribulations even in our own families. I know I hear from some of you about the trials you go through, and I know some of you have recently in the last months and days, and even this very morning I spoke to a gentleman that had lost his precious wife. He said, "I don't know how I'll make it through this Thanksgiving." And I told him, there's only one way you'll make it through it. And that's with walking hand in hand with God. I think after a few moments of prayer, he understood what I was saying. Beloved, I'm so thankful this year and each year that I don't have to wait for a date on a calendar to come up before I know I'm thankful. I don't have to wait to see turkeys and hams and breads and pies go on sale at the grocery store to know it's that time of the year to celebrate Thanksgiving. Because you see, all I had to do this morning was wake up. And God spoke to my heart and showed me the things in this world, in my life, such as each of you, that I'm to be most thankful for. And you see, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for your families. I'm thankful for your faithfulness unto God. But I'm thankful that one day, even as a little boy, God spoke to my little heart. And God showed me and He told me that I was a sinner. And I was lost and I was damned and I was cursed. And there was no way I would ever, ever find the glory of heaven unless I trusted His Son, Jesus Christ, to be my Lord. You know, I don't know why it's so difficult. I question that almost every day. And I ask God every day, Lord, help me to be understanding. But Lord, I don't know why, how, or if someone can sit and listen to a message or read the Word of God or hear a message preached on Sunday morning and not know God's trying to speak at them and not know God's trying to knock on the door of their heart, their lost heart. Beloved, I don't know where you stand or sit tonight with the Lord. I have no idea of your relationship that you share with God tonight. But I know one thing, God desires a relationship like you'll never understand with you. He wants to walk with you. He wants to walk beside you. He wants to hold you. And yes, He wants to carry you through the valleys of life if you'll just trust Him and allow Him to do so. He loves you. He loves you so much that He sent His Son to die for you. He loves you so much that His Son was allowed to be nailed to an old rugged cross and there have nails pierced into His hands and His feet and a crown of thorns placed upon His head. And there He hung, and there God placed upon Him the sin debt of all this world, of all of mankind. And there Jesus took upon Himself the sin debt that you and I owe, but you see, we couldn't pay it. We had no hope or promise of anyone in this world paying that debt. You see, it was a great, great, great debt of sin. But Jesus, after God placed upon Him this debt, He bore it on a cross, upon a cross even unto death. There, a propitiation was made for your soul. There, your sin debt and the sin debts of all mankind was paid completely in full. And all the Lord God beloves asks of us is, will you call upon Me and come to Me? All ye are weak and heavy laden, will you come unto Me? All ye that are walking around seeking things of this world that you know that you want possession of, but yet you know also are temporal and surely not eternal. I believe surely in an audience as large as the internet ministry is that someone listening tonight, hundreds if not thousands, there's people out there wondering, who is this Jesus you speak of? Well, I want you to know simply this, Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. In John 14:6, Jesus says these words, I am the way and I am the truth and I am the life. And no one comes unto the Father except by Me. Which you see is a verse too you may have heard before. And I want you to hear it again maybe. If the first time you allowed it to repel off your heart. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:17, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but rather through His Son the world shall be saved." I just want to ask you one thing before we bow our heads and we have an invitation and a closing prayer. Will you trust God? Will you trust God for the needs that you have this day? Will you trust God for your very salvation, of those whom of you hear this message that are lost? Of those whom hear this message tonight in this place and around the world that know that God has forgiven you and God has saved you? Will you rejoice with me tonight as we pray? And will you pray as well as I pray, beloved? Just asking God to speak and prick the hearts of those whom are lost and that are wandering in this sin-cursed world without any hope or promise. And surely no real reason to be thankful. Bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful and we're so thankful for the great privilege that You have blessed us with to come together one more time. We'd ask You, Father God, that You would just continue to speak to hearts and souls and spirits, Lord, long after we leave this place and the lights are out. I pray, God, You convict the hearts of those who may hear this word tonight that are lost and just wandering around. Some may be playing church. Some may just be playing and seeking after religion, God. But surely, Father God, tonight what we seek is a relationship with Your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. God, as we give thanks this day of thanksgiving, Father God, may You be praised and may You be glorified on high is my deepest prayer. I thank You, God, for all that You do. I thank You for the blessings in our life every day, Father God, that we have hold to, that we never even stop and take a moment, even take a breath sometimes, to thank You for all these many things. All these breaths and all these blessings that we have with our families, our friends, and our loved ones. And surely the bountiful harvest, God, of knowing that we have been redeemed through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Receive our thanksgiving this day, Father God, and each day. And Lord, we thank You for all the many blessings that You provide us every day. We would ask You, Father, if it be Your will, that You would just allow us to be faithful. You would allow, Father, Your precious Holy Spirit to continue to walk with us as we walk through this pathway we call life. May You be glorified, praised, and surely, God, tonight, may we offer You thanks, for alone You're surely worthy. Tonight we come and we pray in a name above all names. We pray this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
This concludes tonight's live worship service. We pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, each one listening has been blessed through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us back again next week for another live outreach worship service as we together continue praising Jesus Christ. Those tonight who have made decisions to follow Christ, desiring additional biblical resources, or anyone with special prayer concerns, are personally invited to visit the Praising Jesus Ministry website. The web address is www.praisingjesus.org. That address again is www.praisingjesus.org. We want to thank each of you tonight for listening. We invite you back again next week as together we seek God to guide, mold, and speak to our hearts and lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. Good night, and may God bless each of you is my prayer.